Welcome to the Married to Bravo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Lunzer Hernandez.
And I am Robot Chell Hernandez.
And we host this podcast about Bravo Television.
Bravo Television is delicious.
Oh,
hi,
God.
Everybody. I'm Chell. Sorry.
I hope this doesn't go on the whole episode.
It won't.
If you've never listened to the Married to Bravo podcast before, Chell and I are comedians. We're married to each other. We live in Los Angeles, California. And I love Bravo. And Chell
still hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
Hi, Bravo.
So nice, we do this podcast together. And we watch episodes of The Real Housewives. And we recap them, talk about them, share our feelings.
Yeah. And if you haven't already, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's Married2Bravo. Jolene drops them hot memes daily on the Instagrams. So if you're missing out on the new housewife sayings that we've actually found, you're missing out on a lot. And what's better than giving us more social media attention? More social media attention.
That's social media presence. Woo!
If you haven't already, please rate and review us. We're on iTunes. Give us a little 5-star action. If you give us less, we'll probably be neurotic about it and wonder what we're doing with our lives. So please, 5 stars. Please rate and review. Leave a nice review. If you use a weird word, we'll probably talk about it for an hour and wonder what it means and then ultimately ask you about it through social media. Other than that, do you have any shows coming up, Jolene?
Oh, I do. On Monday, I'll be at Mickey's in West Hollywood. So if you live near West Hollywood, it's a free comedy show, and it's at this awesome gay bar. Lydia, not invited, because she would be totally weird and uncomfortable by gay people, or if they get in drag, heaven forbid.
Which they do right after the stand-up
there
show.
There is a drag show after, so definitely, Lydia, don't come, but Mickey's in WeHo.
Can I get on the show?
I don't know. I'll talk to them. I don't know if I have any pull with...
Got it.
Us. I don't know.
No package
deal. I'll try my best.
Can you just say,
do you have any shows coming
we're
up?
We're married to Bravo, and then I can come on stage.
I
it doesn't
wish
work that way.
Our podcast was as popular as we could just walk into comedy shows and go, we host Married to Bravo. Oh, come on up. We'll let you up.
Well, I do have a show next week, next Thursday, November 9th. It will be at Second City Hollywood, and I'd love for you to be there. It is a play I'm directing, or that we wrote together and that I'm directing.
Sweet. I'm going to be there. So if you want to come, you can come sit next to me.
Hey, do you want a comp?
As long as you're not weird. What? I get a comp? I don't have to pay?
Yeah.
What are tickets if I had to pay?
If you had to pay, it'd be $10 or $1 if you're a student.
Ooh, I'll take a comp.
Sorry, I'm all out.
Oh, that was so rude. Did you really give all your comps away?
No, I have one for you.
Okay. Do you have one for any listeners?
The first person that messages us on social media, let's say Instagram. If you write a message on one of the posts that says, hey, I want one of Chell's tickets, if you're the first one, I will write a comp in your name.
So they have to leave a comment saying, I want to go to Chell's show.
Yep.
They don't slide into our DMs?
No, please don't slide into my wife's DMs. Those are my DMs.
Please do.
They're married DMs. And she signed those to me when she got married.
Awesome. Marriage sounds so fun. Let's get this show started. So we just watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey, episode 4.
Can I just say this is better than OC?
It's a million times better.
Okay. I just want to say
I don't think there's anyone, if there's anyone out there who thinks that, hit us up. If they think that OC is better than Jersey, I don't think there's a person on the planet.
If you do, go to iTunes and hit the unsubscribe button. Just joking. Don't unsubscribe.
No, don't unsubscribe. We love you. But it's just a fact. Like, OC, OC, the last episode going to Iceland was pretty good.
Better than their previous.
Yes.
Yes. But we're here to talk about New Jersey.
Yes. And this was the public shaming of Melissa. That was the name of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it really fit.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It really fit. So the episode starts with dinner at Teresa's. And Teresa is missing her mom. And we
She's
find out.
She's with her grandpa.
Yeah,
or
well,
her dad.
And and the girls. And we find out that it's been a month. Mm-hmm. Since her mom's passed. And Melania, her daughter, sees her mom sometimes.
Whoa.
Like in ghost form.
Yeah, like out of the corner of your eye. I've done that before.
Yeah.
When you see like something out of the corner of your eye, if you're at a funeral, it's kind of weird.
Is that what she does? And did she say in the corner? Because
No, that's my personal experience.
I played it back a couple times to hear Melania describe it because she said she was scared and that she sees her grandma cooking, I think. So, well, I don't know. You know, it's just it's a sad situation. It's really hard for kids to process death at that age. And at any age, it's hard to, process death. So, I don't know. I feel for them.
I know. Death is like a really good book that you close.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, oh, that's it.
Oh. That's like, that's a good analogy, but it's also even not, it's not powerful enough for what death is.
No, no analogy will ever be as powerful as what death is.
So on this happy note, then we go to Siggy visits Dolores at her house. This scene reminded me of living in the Midwest, because when there's winter, like, Siggy comes to Dolores' house and she comes and sits on her big comfy couch and she gives her a blanket.
Yeah.
And she was all snuggly and it was cute.
Do you like that?
Yes, I love that.
So I should offer blankets when guests come
over. No, we don't have that kind of like big house and big couch. And we also live in Southern California. So people would say, it's like 105 in here. Are you fucking weird? Like, what's wrong with you?
Got it. I don't know what the proper etiquette is. So I learned from the housewives.
Well, don't just offer people that come to our house blankets. That's like a best friend thing.
Okay, got it.
So if your best friend comes over, let's say Joey comes over and you're like, hey, Joey, want a blanket? I mean, if you've never done it before, it might be weird to him.
What if I hug him while putting on the blanket from behind?
I don't know how your relationship is, what you guys normally do when I'm not around. So if that fits, then do it. Yeah. If it doesn't, he might ask some questions.
Like, I give him the blanket from behind, I wrap him, and I go, who's warm? Are you warm?
Again, if that's what you're doing with your friendships when I'm not around, then if that works for you, buddy, keep it up.
Got it. But, you married into this.
Hey, I'm not complaining. If you want to hug your friends from behind with a blanket, go right ahead.
Well, I'll whisper it.
Sure.
Are you warm? I'm warm.
The fact that they still want to be your friend is shocking, but feel free to keep doing that. So Siggy tells Dolores what Margaret said about her meeting with Margaret. And she, it seems like Siggy kind of wants Dolores' approval.
Yeah. Well, I think that Siggy is saying these things out loud to be like, am I crazy? And if Dolores would check her, I think maybe Siggy would come to a realization that what she's saying is so off bounds.
Well, Siggy in this scene is actually saying she felt like Margaret had a heart and was kind to her and realized how sensitive Siggy is and said she'd be cognizant of that going forward. But Dolores is not having it.
No, Dolores doesn't trust the new
household. She does not like Margaret.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. And so then Siggy only builds that distrust by then telling her that Margaret said that Dolores is a yes person,
mm-hmm.
and that Melissa and Teresa both agreed.
Mm. Which, I mean, everyone who watches agrees. That's the truth. Dolores is a yes person to Siggy.
To Siggy. She definitely is. And we were talking about this, and it's like, I go back and forth. I do like Dolores. I don't dislike Dolores. Some of her behavior, it's not matching last season, but I can see that Dolores has developed this good friendship with Siggy, and Siggy was there for her during a hard time. And so she, and I bet Siggy is a good friend to her friends and, you know, comes off caring and things like that. So I can see that, but Dolores just has to be careful blindly supporting her friend. Because sometimes you can still support your friend while telling them, hey, you're not making the best decision, or hey, maybe don't call everyone stupid and get so mad over a cake being thrown. Like, yeah. Chill out a little bit.
Her greatest flaw is her loyalty, because she'll go down swinging for loyalty.
Because, I mean, her loyalty to Frank Sr., mm-hmm. letting his ass move back in. Get out of here. that's what I would say.
Well, I think Frank Sr.'s got a deal with them under the table that we're not sure of.
Oh, for sure. That's a whole other weird situation.
Would you ever let your ex move back in with
no.
us?
No.
Okay.
Every ex can go F themselves. When you're done with me, you're done. The door's closed. I get it. They have kids, so you can't be completely done. But you can still co-parent and not live in the same house.
So if we had a big house, and mm-hmm. we got divorced.
Bye.
Mutual.
Bye.
Mutual.
Bye.
And we had a kid.
Bye.
Okay, never mind.
But I don't want to hear about your dating. I don't want to hear about that stuff.
Is Frank Sr. talking about his dating?
Well, she knows about his girlfriends and all the problems. It's like an ongoing joke.
She has a boyfriend, too.
Yes, it's a very... But you hear her later... I think it was later in the episode, she talked about Frank being the love of her life. And I think she's always going to hold a little candle for him. And they're going to have this weird relationship that's not necessarily healthy for other relationships. You have to kind of let it go and move on.
Okay.
But having him there, a little too close for comfort.
That reminds me, can we get rid of all your old photos with X that you hang up at the house?
If I did that, that would be crazy pants. I would never. Take it back, Chell, because I know all my exes follow me and listen to this podcast and are still peanut butter
doing.
And jelly.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I take it back. Our walls are covered with pictures of me.
Of our cat, Tilly. Producer Tilly.
And me.
Margaret. So the next scene is Margaret and Average Joe visit Joe Gorgonzola and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of this scene?
I liked it. I liked that Joe Gorgonzola had a backstory for them and played it out. That was funny.
Yeah, he basically had a whole romance novel of the contractor that hooks up with the rich lady.
Well, she did come downstairs with no bra on.
Mm-hmm. Tank top, no bra.
Mm-hmm.
No bra with that blouse. That's
which
so necessary.
Is how you go memes at night.
Yep, I go so, memes. I go to sleep with no bra. I don't.
Ooh, hot.
A lot of people don't wear bras to sleep, Chella.
Ooh, hot. It's getting hot in here.
We so know after off. A certain time, bras come off. Doesn't
so,
matter.
So take off all your bras.
I it am is getting so bra. Hot. I'm gonna take
my
bra
off.
It was fun to watch them get together. It seems like Melissa and Joe are interested in pursuing a friendship with them.
Well, that's good.
It is. And, you know, like, Melissa's doing it a little bit for a business reason.
Oh, for
she
sure,
knows
for
Margaret's
business.
A boss lady and
for
she
sure.
wants in on some of that. Then they went and played pool. And Margaret talked to Melissa about her meeting with Siggy. So, again, we're reliving this meeting with Siggy. But, you know, they haven't seen it. So, I get it. I mean, yeah. We saw it at home. But then she talks about Margaret having pellets in her ass and being hormonal.
Is that a thing?
And emotional.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes, being hormonal or getting pellets in your ass.
Pellets.
It's a thing.
They go up your butt?
Well, I think Siggy's had a hysterectomy, right? Because she said she doesn't have her
Don't
uterus
look at me.
Anymore.
I'm not the Bravo aficionado.
Well, I'm pretty sure she has. And so she has to have hormone replacements, which hormones really affect your moods. And, I mean, hormones are so important and so strong and can really mess with you. So I think Siggy legitimately, obviously, suffers from this. So she knows that and she's honest about it. But then Joe Gorgonzola, I love Joe Gorgonzola, but he is a little caveman sometimes when he said, Melissa, well, why you ladies gotta go through that menopause and stuff? I don't gotta do that. It's like, Joe Gorgonzola, you think we have a choice? You think we want to sweat at night and have our body completely change and be hormonally off balance?
Yes, that makes sense.
So what you think, Joe Gorgonzola?
Yes, I think that makes sense.
He said if Melissa goes through menopause, he's going to kill himself.
Yeah, I would do that same thing if you went through it.
Every woman goes through it.
That's fake news. It's all random.
Shut up, Joe.
No, but I think Joe Gorgonzola was hamming it up for the cameras.
Totally.
You know,
it's his
It's not
character.
Really what he believes.
I think it's a little what he believes.
You think so?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's what he believes.
Yes. Joe Gorgonzola is like old school.
How about when they were flirting and he was slapping butts and she was slapping butts? Mm-hmm. That was cute. They have
he's
a good relationship.
He's always super hypersexual on his wife. And they claim to have sex a lot and he always wants it and nothing's enough.
Got it.
So that's how they've always been. But they seem to be keeping up. And there's been no rumors through all these years they've been on the show of Joe Gorgonzola being a cheater pumpkin eater.
That's because he's loyal, too.
I think he'd be dumb to cheat on Melissa. I think as much as people want to rip on them or criticize them, I think they have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, they're still flirty.
They're flirty. They're attracted to each other. They have kids. They seem to be doing well financially. Who knows in the Housewives universe? That can change overnight. You know, we can have a bankruptcy or a restraining order will pop up somewhere. And you're like, damn, I believed in them.
Can't but, believe Melissa hit him.
Yeah, I hope never. I hope not, neither of them hit each other or anybody. So then we go to Siggy's house and Siggy is talking to her son.
Woo, she can't connect with.
And cries.
And she starts crying.
Oh, and you could just tell her. Here's the deal. Her son is 18. You know, he's a teenager. He's at that really shitty age, that really shitty time.
He's growing up.
And he also has cameras in front of him. So you can see when she starts to ask him if he's going to go to the same college as his girlfriend, he looks directly at the camera.
He doesn't want to answer
and says,
the camera.
I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Siggy, your teenagers probably aren't going to want to talk on camera.
Don't emotionally pull from him when he's just to connect in front of a camera. Maybe do it outside of the mm-hmm. camera space.
And I thought it was really interesting. He's 18. He's still in high school. And he's sleeping at his lady friend's house?
Ooh.
Oh, my parents would have murdered me.
I got to go to New Jersey.
No.
When I was in high school, I should have
right?
went to New Jersey.
Would your mom have ever let you do that?
No.
No.
But I think Siggy values honesty, so as long as he's being honest with where he's at.
There's no such thing as an honest 18-year-old. Like, no 18-year-old's honest.
I was pretty honest.
Chill. There's...
I didn't go to
back.
Parties, though. I stayed at home most of the time playing
video
games.
But you had to lie about something to your mom.
Maybe playing EverQuest. That's about it.
Yeah. You lied a lot about video games. What you ate, who you talked to. Did you tell your mom you looked up porn?
What? Yeah, all the time.
No. See, there's no such thing as an honest 18-year-old. There's just not. I'm not saying they're going to be huge lies and malicious, but I say I'm not a parent, so I should just shut the F off, but I'm not going to. If you're still in high school, you don't sleep at your significant other's. Mm-mm. Do they not watch Teen Mom? 16 no. and Pregnant?
Well, they're trying to...
We don't want teenagers to procreate.
They're trying to bridge that gap, you know, cross TV shows, you know, like with you and Angel and Buffy. They're trying to do Housewives and Teen Mom.
Housewives-Teen Mom crossover, yeah. I would actually take some of the Teen Moms and maybe replace them. Replace some Housewives
Got it.
With that or replace some Teen Moms.
Yeah, because, you know, 20-year-olds with 50-year-olds would totally make good television.
Well, no, that wouldn't. But the girls now on Teen Mom are like between 25 to 27 or 28.
So Megan's age.
So Megan, basically Megan's age. Exactly. Then we go to Teresa's house and she's hanging out with her daughter and she's testing her on spelling words. And then Melissa visits. And Melissa calls Teresa a soft serve mom in her little diary session.
Which makes sense to me.
She's a softie on her kids.
I mean, it's hard. She just lost her mom and she doesn't have a dad there to be the bad guy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's
She's
no
doing
team.
It by herself.
She's doing it by herself.
Exactly.
She thinks that the best way to do it is just to be a little soft.
But I think Melissa is not saying it to be a dick. I think she really is worried for Teresa and trying to just kind of, you know, remind her that, hey, no, you can still be a disciplinarian and still, you know, I think they can help each other because they are sister-in-laws and they're repairing their relationship and they're close. I'm not huge on people telling other people how to parent like I just did with Siggy and her son. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah,
but
you just did that.
I just did it.
That's the thing you just did. You just sat there on the couch and did that.
I did just do that. I apologize. But I think Melissa's doing it in a way where she like feels for Teresa and she actually, it seems like she genuinely, you know, is looking out for her nieces. And do you think I'm wrong? Am I being naive? Do you think Melissa's doing it in a malicious way?
No, I think she's just like, hey, watch out. I don't think that message was received later on in the show, but...
No, it definitely wasn't. Then we go to Margaret's at-home office, and we get to talk to Marge Sr., who Marge Sr. is like my favorite person on the planet.
Getting a little freaky.
Is she not the cutest? Not only is her hair on point, her accessories, those cute earrings, they're like drops of... It was like an earring drop with a poofy ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Marge Sr., she was talking about sexting guys and saying that sex is important and that he better be good at it because I'm not afraid of things.
Whoa, she's been. She's experienced.
She's experienced. She'll try different areas, different positions, bringing stuff into the bedroom.
That's weird.
Marge
what if your mom
Sr.
talked to you like that? That would be weird, right?
My mom tries to. And I shut it down. I go, ugh. But it seems like Siggy and Margaret, they're only 20 years apart. Like I have I have twin aunts and my one aunt, Karen, I'm really close to, and we're only 20 years apart. And sometimes growing up, it felt like she was just like cooler because she's closer in age to me, mm-hmm. even though me and my mom technically are only 25, 26 years apart, but it's not your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're only 20 years really isn't that much. So her mom was a really young mom.
And grew up single mom.
Yeah, and it was just those two. So I think they grew up more as friends.
Yeah.
And so I like their relationship. I think it's fun. I also think it's nice how Margaret, how she described it. She said, you know, her mom was young and they kind of raised each other. And if she had extra money, she would spend it on like a lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
But she always felt love. Mm-hmm. And her mom was a good mom. So she is someone who's self-aware enough to know like, yeah, my upbringing wasn't the best. It would have been better to have a two-parent household and maybe an older parent or someone more responsible. But my mom really loved me and I felt that and we had a good relationship. So she can see both without kind of blaming her mom.
That's good.
It seems like Margaret's probably someone who's done some therapy in her life.
Yeah, she's down to earth. She gets it.
That's why I like her. That's why I don't get the people that aren't loving Margaret. If you're not loving Margaret, reach out on social media and tell me why, because I don't see why. The only thing I heard from someone, I said, why don't you love Margaret on Twitter? I replied to someone and this person said, I don't like the way her mouth is.
Whoa.
Like, petty. Holy petty. Like, okay, you can say that, but that's your whole reason for not liking her?
Yeah.
Because you don't like the way her mouth is?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now that she brought that up, I'm going to have to agree with her. I don't like Margaret now either. Her mouth's weird.
Get your life right. Who
it like
cares?
Breathes and it eats, you know, all normal things mouths are supposed to do.
It opens up and
yeah.
like speech comes out.
Stop. I'm
it's
vomiting.
Super
Ugh.
Weird.
Ugh.
And then Siggy calls Margaret while she's having her scene of her house when, you know, they got the coworkers there and they've all heard Marge Sr. say she's not afraid of sexy things.
Mm-hmm.
And Siggy calls and invites Margaret to a party she's having.
But Margaret can't go.
Margaret can't go. She's going to be in Las Vegas. But I think it's interesting that despite these women being so rich and on TV, they're still having at-home sales parties. How lame. Those are the worst. You don't know because guys aren't invited to these. I think sometimes it can be fun depending on the party, but normally they're pretty lame. It's basically you get invited to things where people sell purses and jewelry and candles, and you go to the house and they're like, come check out my friend's purses she's selling. And you're like, oh, yippee-yay, you know, just give me some drinks and some appetizers. But normally it's all really not cute stuff. There's like a 31 brand that's big in the Midwest when I lived back there for a little bit. And all my friends were inviting me there, and every bag looked like a diaper bag. And you'd get your embroidered. I didn't personally like it. I would have liked like a lip gloss and Adderall or something like that. So
a lip gloss party, you would have bought stuff.
Totally. But they just, you know, it's these. I just didn't expect Siggy to do an at-home sales party. But I guess she's trying to help her friend.
Well, I think it makes sense. Doesn't Siggy have a store, or she's just helping a friend?
See, she's just a self-help person and a relationship expert, so she doesn't
have a store.
I'm sure
she gets a cut of those purses, and showing those purses on television only makes people who watch the show want to buy them, and she gets a cut of those.
Exactly. This is definitely a business thing, because it's like when people even sell the candles, so you go to a Scentsy party. If you get so many people to buy, then your order's free. So every time I go to my friend's house, I'm like, really? You're just going to put out this cheap little vegetable platter and have these shit drinks? You know, you should put out something nice, because I'm about to get you a free order at your Scentsy, and I don't even like Scentsy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm a guy, and I don't do those things.
No, because guys never like, hey, bro, I want to come over to my house. I'm selling these overpriced candles. You can get these purses that look like a diaper bag. Oh, we got 3D mascara. Someone tried to sell me 3D mascara on Facebook, and she goes, it would look great on stage. Don't you want your lashes 3D? And I go, my lashes are 3D. Everyone's are. Right now, they're 3D, right?
No, your eyelashes are 2D. Or 2D, they're flat. Yeah. You got some flat eyelashes.
Okay, well, maybe she was trying to say something to me.
This reminds me, I don't like you because you got flat eyelashes. The way.
But it's just, it's like women, after a certain age, we become our Mary Kay mom. Stuff you never thought you'd do, now you're having these Tupperware parties, basically.
Yeah,
but
people sell to me on Facebook. I think Facebook's just a big sell. So. Mm-hmm.
But if I go over to your house and you're inviting me to a party, it better be a party.
Yeah, I guess that would be like if someone invited me to Sunday night football and then during the middle of halftime was like, check out my barbecue. You can have one too. Yeah.
If you buy five, I get five barbecues for free. Yeah. I get all the barbecues. Like, what do I get from this?
Yeah.
An overpriced bar. I can go buy that shit at Costco for cheaper.
Yeah.
I digress. Anyways.
Are you going to tell us how to raise our kids now?
Yes. I'm going to keep telling everyone how to raise their kids. Then we go to lunch with Teresa, Melissa, and Danielle. And they're at like a fancy place having
lunch.
And
this is where Danielle tried to tell Teresa, like, hey, you're being a little soft on your kids.
Or Melissa did.
Or Melissa to Teresa. And then Teresa just took it as she's saying shit about me and mm-hmm. my family.
Teresa does not take any kind of criticism or suggestion very well.
No.
At all. This just goes to show that Teresa and Melissa's relationship is not as repaired as we would like to think.
Oh.
Yeah, Melissa and Teresa definitely are not at a place where they've repaired. And Teresa, it just shows, because if my sister-in-law gave me, like, I love my sister-in-law. If she gave me advice on my relationship or something, just like helpful, saying, hey, Julie, make sure you're whatever. I would be like, thank you, Sarah. Like, I trust her.
Even so with kids?
This just, yeah.
Like, you're not I'm worried that your cat is taking advantage of you because you're so soft.
I don't think I would be offended by that. Again, I'm not a parent, but if my sister-in-law said it, who I love, I'm just trying to make the comparison, who I love very much and think of like a sister, I trust Sarah, my sister-in-law. But if Teresa trusted Melissa, I think she'd be more open to her suggestions.
Now, I am your husband. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Because on several occasions, I've said that you treat the cat too soft, and those suggestions never
well,
take
Well, you want me to get a spray bottle to spray her when she's scratches the furniture with yeah. water, and I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Or not feed her at the table with food, so that way she doesn't always come.
We were gone for 2 days, and I felt bad, and she was very lonely, so I thought, well, if she had a little bit of Chick-fil-A, she would probably love me more.
Yeah.
It made sense to me.
That's the thing.
here's the deal. But I didn't get offended and I didn't get mad at you. I just said, oh, that's a good suggestion. Not going to do it.
Yeah,
that's all Teresa had to do.
That's just not listening to me at all. At least Teresa listened.
Oh, no, I heard it out. I just thought that's a really shitty suggestion and I'm going to give my cat Chick-fil-A because I love her. And I'm going to let her scratch all the furniture because that's how much I love her. So during the lunch, Melissa mentioned that she is upset that Siggy has went and apologized to everyone now, including Margaret and Teresa, about the whole cake gate and stuff that happened in Boca, but hasn't apologized to Melissa. Do you think Siggy owes Melissa an apology?
Of course. If she's apologizing to other people, I mean, the other people, Melissa's included in that group. You can't just exclude her from an apology. That's so rude.
I wonder why she's keeping Melissa out of this. She could have. She made sure to meet with Teresa. She made sure to meet with Margaret. But she hasn't reached out to Melissa at all.
Well, I think that goes to the pecking order. And Siggy doesn't think she owes any respect to Teresa's sister, but needs to pay homage to her friend, or her older friend, which is Margaret. They've been friends for a while. And Teresa, who's top dog. And Melissa's like, smell you later.
Yeah, I think they're very dismissive. I think Dolores is too, of Melissa. And we see this later at Siggy's party.
Oh my
that she
God.
Really gives two shits about Melissa.
It's crazy.
And they, and you know, they might have their reasons for not liking Melissa. I know Melissa and Teresa had, you know, they had their own beef throughout the years, and maybe Dolores saw a different side of Melissa and she hasn't forgiven her, but they definitely treat her differently.
Yes, they do.
So then the next scene, we go to Joe Gorgonzola's new restaurant, and he's having a meeting, and him and Teresa are there waiting on Melissa.
They're on time. Mm-hmm. And Melissa is running behind. Do you agree that she's okay if she run behind? Or is
yes.
it bad that she's not on
Here's
time?
Here's why I agree. Because this was just sprung upon her. This just happened. She does have her other business envy. I think Joe and Teresa were a little hard on Melissa in this situation.
Mm.
Because chill out. She's just getting used to this idea. When Melissa went over to Teresa's, she found out that Teresa knew that pretty much everyone knew about this restaurant. Except for her.
And Teresa was a little salty from the earlier lunch meeting, from when she got told how to train her kids.
You could see in Teresa's eyes that she was coming for Melissa. And it, you know, it wasn't in a super mean way, and it wasn't a really hard, you know, she wasn't coming at her very hard, but she was still coming for her. In her eyes, when she showed up, she's like, oh, look who's here. Like, she didn't even really want to greet her.
Yeah. She does that thing sometimes that I see people do where they keep pushing the buttons if they don't like that person.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Teresa's very good at being passive aggressive. And Melissa can do her own passive aggressive as well. But I thought in this situation, they were both too hard on Melissa. And as they were going on in the conversation, then we really saw in this scene that Teresa and Melissa are not 100% mended BFF sister-in-laws yet.
Not yet.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, I think Teresa, though, is ready to jump on anything. That's just how she is.
What do you mean?
She's just protective. Maybe they are 100%, but because she feels slighted, she's going to go after you.
Yeah. Teresa, if you bruise her ego at all, which we saw recently in the press, because Sofia Vergara, what's her last name?
You
she's on Modern
right.
Vergara. Family. Yeah. Teresa was at a speaking event, and I saw this online, and she basically called out Sophia and said when Teresa said when she met her, she was a bitch, and she thought they'd have more in common because she is an immigrated here, and Teresa's family did. I don't know. It was like, okay, you don't need to call out Sophia. This isn't really going to get you anywhere, but...
It got you press.
It did get her press, I guess. But I don't think it's necessarily a good look. But
what I didn't like is when they, before they showed that scene, they had like a coming up on The Real Housewives. And then it was Teresa going, bitch.
No, she goes, really, bitch.
And it was like, oh, it's going to get really salty. There's going to be yelling and fighting and some table throws. And then when you saw it in context, it was more like, bitch.
it was more like a sassy older sister
yeah.
going, really, bitch, calm down. Like, I say that all the time.
Yeah, but
people.
They really built it up. I think they raised the volume on it. We were like, oh, man, it's going to get crazy.
Because I think people, Housewives fans, are waiting to be like, when is this Melissa Teresa truce going to crumble? because we're so used to that.
Oh, it's going to crumble?
Well, I honestly, I don't want it to because I like them. And I'm okay with them going back and forth a little bit because that's what sisters do. You know, they bicker sometimes. When you're siblings, you can fight. But I don't want Joe Gorgonzola and Teresa to not be a unit for their dad's sake.
Yeah.
You know?
You think they need to be together right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Their brother, sister, they just lost their mom. They got to be there for their dad. I don't want the pettiness between Melissa and Teresa to come between that. As much as it can be good TV, I guess, it got old quick. They need to be allies. They're family.
Yeah. And
make
Siggy,
it work.
Siggy is the real enemy. Mm-hmm. Siggy is the axis of
Siggy,
evil.
This season, Siggy is becoming the enemy.
Yeah.
And we're going to look like when I saw previews for the next episode, she's like, you are disgusting for making fun of me.
Yeah, Siggy is Sauron. Keep your eyes on the ball, guys. It's Sauron.
Right? So basically, Teresa was just calling out Melissa because Teresa's going to be back in the kitchen because Joe Gorgonzola was trying to get them both on the same page. And I don't know if you noticed this little thing, but he was kind of going, all right, you guys, we got it. You guys got to listen to me. I'm the boss. And then he winked at Teresa. Knowing like, hey, I better let my older sister know that she's kind of still the boss because I don't want her to get mad at me. But he probably does the same thing with his other eye to Melissa, like, better tell the wife. No, it's okay.
So he blinked.
He did a wink. He did a wink.
Yeah, with both eyes at the same time.
Well, no,
I think that's
he did one and the other. And then I just can't do it. I'm trying to show Chell right now and I'm like, not doing it.
You're blinking is what you're doing.
I am.
Yep, that's blink.
I was trying to keep one eye open. So Teresa's going to be in the kitchen. And Melissa's like, I don't want to be in the kitchen. And then Melissa says she doesn't want to serve. And that's like waitress. And that's when Teresa said, really, bitch? What'd you think about her saying
I think
she
it was
wouldn't
more
want
like,
a waitress?
Really? Really, bitch? It was so low key. What do I think about her not being wanting to be a waitress?
Yeah.
You know, I think he should help out family. I think Joe Gorgonzola should have asked and talked to her. Maybe she might be more willing. This is kind of all being brought upon her,
yeah.
So she doesn't want to.
And I don't blame her for not wanting to do that. I mean, if it was my restaurant, I'd be like, we could probably hire someone. I mean, I'd help out if needed. But Melissa said she wants to hostess. And I think this just shows the competition between Teresa and Melissa. And Teresa is very competitive with Melissa. I think Melissa's competitive too, but I think especially Teresa, and you can see it in this scene because she's afraid that Melissa's just going to be the hostess and drink and be the greeter and basically be the face of the restaurant, where Teresa's like, really, bitch? I'm a Gorga by blood.
Zola.
I'm a Gorgonzola by blood.
And it wasn't like, really, bitch? It was more like, really,
yeah,
bitch?
Really, bitch? Sort
like real low key.
I kind of did an LA girl talk with LA. And then it was crazy. So, like, oh, my God.
Wait, talk normal?
And then it was crazy.
I don't see the difference.
I'm L.A. I'm always terrified one day I'm going to wake up with that L.A. girl accent because I've been here too long because I see myself saying certain words. I'm like, no, you're dragging all that word too long. Okay.
Well, you do have an accent.
Yeah, my Minnesota accent.
Yeah.
I used to fight it. Now I just embrace it. I love
it. I like it. It's cute.
Oh, thanks, Chim.
Oh, hot dish. Hot dish.
Oh, now. Okay, yeah. So then we go to David's house, which is Dolores' boyfriend, and apparently they're staging it to sell because he wants to move closer to Dolores. He's got a motorcycle in his living room, which I would hate.
But he has that because the ex-husband is there.
Yeah, if you get to live with your ex-husband, he gets to look at his motorcycle.
It's like, bro, who's touching the cookie? My motorcycle hands are touching the cookie, and I'm putting it right in the middle of the house so that you know, bro.
So you think he put that there, knowing they're coming with the cameras to go, look at this cool motorcycle?
No, it's not for him. It's for the ex-husband. Bro, I'm dating your ex-wife. You should know that this is mine. And just so you know, I made her put my bike in her house.
No,
bro.
It's not her house. It's his house.
Oh, it's his house?
Yeah. She's helping him stage it so they can show it and then sell it. So she painted and stuff so it'd be more appealing to a buyer.
Sorry, I thought it was her house.
No, but I thought what you said made sense. Because it would be like, I'm putting my cool bike next to your cool ex-wife who I am getting with.
Yeah.
And I'm making peanut butter and jelly because I got the bike and the lady.
And you got a kid you got to deal with. Responsibility.
Yeah, I don't got none of that. And I'm a doctor. I don't even have any hair to deal with. I shaved my head. I think he shaves his head.
Bitch.
Really, bitch? That's what Frank's at
That's
home watching.
Yeah.
Going, really, bitch? I want a bike.
bitch.
Siggy's over there helping her friend stage it. She steps on a table to fix the chandelier. Okay, as someone who has a little OCD, and just Siggy could have popped her shoes off right quick before hopping up on that table to fix it. She goes, I don't like stepping on people's furniture. Take your shoes off, Sig. You're tracking everything from them Jersey streets onto his dining room table.
Yeah, but she's rich Jersey, so, you know, that's like...
That's another thing. Siggy does not always practice what she preaches. Now, she's so mad about throwing a cake. I would be 10 times more mad that some chick came into my house and then stepped with her dirty street shoes where I eat. That's way worse than throwing a cake.
I don't know. I do that sometimes for our house. And
you better not. I would go crazy. I know you're laughing right now. So you're lying, right? Because you're really triggering my OCD.
I don't think that's OCD. I think that's germophobia. Right? Because you're thinking of where all the germs are coming from.
Don't mansplain my mental health, Jeff.
Well, OCD is like touching things.
You don't know. There's lots of different... But it triggers OCD in me where I feel like I constantly have to clean it and pick it up. And I just like certain places I can't eat and can't sit.
Yeah,
this is becoming a mental mix. Health podcast. So we have to
check
move
out
on.
Jolene's other podcast.
The Deal With It Show. It's an actual
Jolene
show.
Deals with her mental illness.
You guys, that's a real podcast. You can totally go
germophobia / OCD.
Okay. Then we have a short scene of Teresa and Melania, her daughter, and they're playing with slime. And we find out that Joe Giudice,
Jiu-Jitsu
is emailing Melania.
Which is nice. He should. That's his kid.
Of course. And then we find that Melania is a little sassy with Teresa. And we see Teresa really trying to accommodate her children and trying her best. She's dealing with, you know, being a single parent right now and her husband being away. If he still is her husband, word on the street is she might have a boyfriend, but we don't know.
Is he a young guy?
I hope so. I hope he's young and hot and anyone but Joe Giudice. What do you think?
I like Joe Giudice.
You have not watched the show long enough.
I guess. I don't know him really well.
Oh, you haven't even really met him.
No.
He's been in jail.
That's
well,
right.
I like him too when he's in jail.
The people who get the least amount of camera time, those are the ones I like because I don't have to remember them.
So we get to the final scene, which is Siggy's purse party. And we have Teresa getting ready. Everyone's getting ready. And then Danielle comes and picks up Teresa.
Ooh.
Melissa shows up to Siggy's party first. And Siggy does something really, really shitty to her.
Yeah.
What does she do, Joe?
She lays on the floor and she says, you have a big gaping vagina.
No, she didn't.
No.
Oh, my God.
Melissa had walked up to her and was talking to her about the cake throwing incident. And like, hey, everyone's getting an apology. I just want to know why you apologize to everybody. Maybe you need to throw an apology my way. And Siggy's all like, because I don't cook. And she went crazy. Like, ugh. I don't use the word crazy, but she went crazy. Like, she laid on the... She stopped the party. Everybody was socializing.
She did that Siggy thing where it's like, attention, I'm the most important person in the world. Listen to me.
She shamed someone she's supposed to be friends with. Mm-hmm. And then she laid on the floor where all those dirty shoes were.
Yes.
I'm just triggering your OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically made a shame angel on the floor.
She did. She made a shame
angel.
She
made a shame angel.
Oh.
And here's Melissa, blindsided, went alone in the lion's den, mm-hmm. wrapped in pieces of meat, and embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed, too.
It was embarrassing. It was ridiculous. It was immature. Of course those people are going to side with you. They're only hearing the fact that someone threw a cake. They're not hearing the context behind it. They're not hearing that it was someone's birthday. We were having a girls' weekend. We were all drunk. They just lost their mother and mother-in-law, and they ate some of the cake, and they put it in each other's face, and then they tossed it.
Yeah.
Siggy, this cake thing is just so ridiculous.
I agree.
It's so ridiculous. The way she's behaving is ridiculous. If Melissa disregarded Siggy's feelings like Siggy's disregarding her and then disrespected her like this, oh, she'd never let this go.
Yeah.
But Melissa will let it go because she doesn't harp on things like Siggy. Siggy's that kind of person that's like, woe is me. She's the constant victim. And this season, she's being the constant victim.
Yeah.
Poor me. And you know what? I understand. I'm empathetic to her hormone struggle. But this is on another level of just mean girl. You're mean girling right now. And it's a bad look. You're at your house with your friends. It's like I got all these people on my side. So now I'm the tough guy. Now yeah. I'm the tough chick. It's shitty. It's shitty. I don't care. If anyone sides with Siggy, I don't understand it. Because in this situation, it seems so clear that she's wrong.
She is on the other side of the earth that I have no understanding about. But if you do, message us on social media and let us know why you like Siggy. Ultimately, I do not like her. I think she over-exaggerates. And I think that shaming someone because they came to talk to you about an incident, even if you find it trivial, it isn't a place to shame that person in front of everybody.
No, keep it in the conversation of those three. Dolores, yeah. Siggy, Melissa. No reason to bring all those people in when you know Melissa doesn't have backup. So then Teresa shows up. So she's already been in the car with Danielle. Danielle picks her up. I think
Danielle gave her that Melissa had said things about her.
That Dolores had said things
about
her.
Sorry, that Dolores had said things about her.
So she basically said, well, I have to tell you something. I was hoping Dolores would come clean about it. But when Danielle said that, I'm thinking, why would Dolores ever come clean about that? There'd be no point to tell her that.
So you think Danielle is starting a war?
I'm struggling. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I kind of do.
Well, how do you feel?
All right. Well, I guess this is the podcast. We have to share it. So basically, Danielle tells Teresa that Dolores and Frankie came to her house to talk to, I think, Marty, who's Danielle's boyfriend or something, about college stuff, advice, something. And in that time, Dolores told Danielle to be careful because Teresa basically doesn't care about anything or anyone as much as she does money. Which, yeah, I mean, sort of. If we look at Teresa's track record of fraud and going to jail, and I know that she paid her due and we need to move on and all that stuff, and I'm all for that, but yeah, they do care about money. They're willing to live outside of their means. They're willing to, you know, commit fraud for these extravagant things. She still lives this extravagant life rather than maybe downsizing and changing the way she lives. The moment she got out of jail, her husband gifted her with a fancy car. So they're very materialistic people, for sure. I mean, she came to the car in a pink fur. I mean, they're very materialistic. So, yeah, I think she does. I think she cares about her kids and stuff, obviously, more than money. But I don't trust Danielle's intentions. I want Danielle Staub to come back on the show and be awesome and, you know, change our views of her. But I just don't see... I could see Dolores saying this because I told you when we were watching the episode, being Teresa's friend would be really hard. And backing her up would be really hard. Because so much has come up through the years where I'm sure Dolores had to be like, oh, God. Oh, I can't stand for this. Or I can't back this up. This isn't right. And, you know, Teresa isn't the easiest friend because she's not necessarily the most loyal, and she's easily triggered and she can get upset. So I'm sure Dolores has had many moments of frustration where she said things. We've all said things about friends we didn't mean. Danielle bringing this up doesn't make any sense when Danielle was saying, why would I say this? What do I have to gain? You have to gain a spot in the Housewives lineup. Right now, you're a friend of the show. The more drama you bring, the more chance you get to stand in that little circle in the beginning credits, and you're a housewife. And Dolores knows that. Teresa needs to look at her friendships for a long time. Her and Dolores have been friends for 20 years. Yeah, Dolores is being a little shady with Siggy right now and getting closer to her and maybe didn't, you know, stick up for her. But there's a 20-year history, and if Dolores has been a good friend through those 20 years, I would tend to believe her rather than Danielle, who has had constant beef with Teresa ever since the end of season two of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Danielle has went on Twitter to drag Teresa, even at her lowest point when Teresa was in jail. Danielle has many reasons to get back at Teresa. So it is totally reasonable, logical, definitely could be happening that she's befriending Teresa only to stab her in the back and get her for the years that she was off the show mad and that all those women talk shit about Danielle.
But tell us how you really
feel. I have such strong opinions about this.
So that's the backstory of when Teresa went up to Siggy to be like, yo, you shamed my sister.
Which I really did like, because sometimes I think Teresa isn't loyal. And so in this sense, she's like, no, F this. Siggy, you're not treating my sister-in-law like this. Why'd you do that? And I think it's because Danielle already hyped her up too. And then she came at Dolores. And that's when it came out. Because Teresa's kind of like, why? You didn't stick up for me. And then she kind of hits Siggy and goes, listen to this one. And Danielle says, this is what you said, Dolores. And then Dolores jumps up and she's like, I never said that, you effing scumbag. Welcome back, scumbag. And it was epic. And it's scumbag is such a Jersey thing because it would have been easy for them to go, F you, bitch, blah, blah, blah. But no, scumbag just brings something so much more to the table.
I don't have that understanding. It was just a woman yelling scumbag for me.
But what other city of Housewives are you going to hear them? You're not going to hear Atlanta call them scumbags. You're not going to hear Beverly Hills. You're not going to hear OC call them scumbags.
Yeah.
They're all going to say, like, bitch, something like that.
The whole scumbag thing, I guess that's Housewives history, so I really don't.
It's just a Jersey term. It seems very Jersey for them to say.
Got it.
What did you think? Do you believe Dolores or do you believe Danielle, knowing what you know?
I believe Dolores.
Really?
Well, I don't know, Danielle. Mm-hmm. That's like, do you trust this guy you first met or do you trust this person you met 2 days ago? I guess the person I met 2 days ago.
And it's probably is because I was going on and saying that, you know, if I was Teresa, I would trust Dolores over Danielle in a second.
Oh, yeah.
For the show, it's probably better that she trusts Danielle because it's going to make it a lot more interesting to see a Melissa, Teresa, Danielle, and Margaret against Siggy and Dolores. But from a friend standpoint, I think anyone would agree that you'd go with your friend for 20 years, unless she's been a shitty friend and you just kept her around for 20 years, which could have happened. But I think Dolores has been pretty loyal to Teresa. I mean, it is, I think Teresa has had problems with Dolores and probably never voiced them because Dolores is still friends with Jacqueline, who was a former cast member, and also Caroline Manzo, who is also a former cast member. And these people are people that hate Teresa and Teresa hates. So Dolores does have a tendency to be friends with people, but you can't keep up with all the people Teresa hates and gets in fights with. It's very difficult. And if Dolores already had a friendship with these people, you know, you can't break every friendship for one friend. I mean, you do have to pick a side, but I think in Teresa's case, she's in so many fights with people that it'd be really hard to do. Mm-hmm. So you think Dolores is telling the truth. I kind of think, I believe Dolores could have said something. Sure, she could have made some comment. I don't think she would tell Danielle to be careful because she doesn't give a shit about Danielle. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't care if she's careful. She probably wants Teresa to take Danielle down because she had to hear about how Danielle wronged Teresa for all those years. Mm-hmm. So I think they're both a little right, but Danielle definitely has the motive. She will profit off this if Teresa sides with her.
Scumbag made her cry, though.
Oh, when she said scumbag. That, you kept asking, like, why is she crying? Why is she crying? Well, I think it's because Dolores called her a scumbag repeatedly, got up in her face and called her crazy and was discrediting her. And Danielle, that's always a trigger for her. She wants to be accepted by these ladies, but she also wants to come with drama. So I don't know. So then Teresa and Melissa left with Danielle, which I was, you know, I was a little surprised that they did.
Well, I mean, Danielle was crying.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you side with the person crying? I would.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, Siggy cries a lot. I don't side with her. So
it's like over-exaggerating crying.
Yeah. I don't know. It's still hard for me, knowing what I know about Danielle from the early seasons, to completely trust her. I am glad she's back because I think the cast needed to be shaken up a little bit. And if her and Teresa can make amends, fine. But I don't understand why she's coming for Dolores other than for her spot. That's why. Then that was the end of the episode.
Yay, we did it.
We did it.
I did it.
Welcome back, scumbag. Ooh, I just wouldn't mess with Dolores once I saw her jump up like that in that jean dress. I was like, whoa, Dolores is going to, she's going to kill somebody.
So what did you think of the episode? Rate it.
All right, out of 7 Housewives, I'm going to give it a 6. It was a very powerful episode. A lot of stuff happened. There was teasers, which didn't necessarily live up, you know. When she's like, really, bitch? That didn't necessarily live up to it, but it was still good. We're seeing things happening that are, you know, we're seeing things start and brewing that's going to cause things to happen.
Got it.
Away.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the previews surely showing that.
Mm-hmm. What did you think? What would you rate it?
5.
5?
Yeah. Don't feed me a poop and tell me it's a brownie.
Oh, okay. Don't feed me poop and tell me it's a brownie.
I'm trying to make a metaphor and my wife keeps telling me
or
to
an
edit
analogy.
It out.
I know there's, I just watched Stranger Things and the young kid corrected the one guy when he said metaphor, use an analogy. And I was like, you know what? I probably use those two words wrong a lot.
You are a grammar enthusiast.
I am a grammar enthusiast.
Yeah, I don't like when they cut away and they're like, this is going to happen. And then it's like smaller than what it was.
And they do that a lot. Yeah, they do. So who did you think was the best dressed of the episode?
I like the jean jacket that, or jean dress that.
Dolores. I thought she looked cute too. I thought Teresa. There was something super Jersey about her outfit. I love the big pink furry coat. I think she looked cute. Her blowouts are on point this season. Granted, again, if she wants to save a lot of money, I would say less blowouts and less at-home makeup. Learn to do it yourself. But hey, you know.
Could be part of a contract. She could get that for free.
Yep. That could just be what they do now for the ladies. Well, this was really fun, Chell.
Yes.
I say that like, right?
Right.
Chell, I agree with you.
You're
it was really
a great
fun.
Time, right?
Yes. So you guys, if you haven't already, rate and review us on iTunes. We would appreciate that. We're at 30. We want to get to 40. That's our goal. And then also hit us up on social media. We just had someone hit us up and said she's a new listener. And she hashtagged with Save Chell and Joe Gorgonzola.
Yes.
And I retweeted it and I love it. So thank you so much.
Save me, please.
No saving Chell. We already learned we can't save you. Sorry, Chell. So thank you guys so much. Hit us up on social media at Married2Bravo on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. As always, thank you to producer Tilly, who didn't do anything but sit on your lap, and she was cute.
And if you're in the West Hollywood area, Julian has a show at Mickey's on 11/6, which is next Monday. If you hear in this podcast, Monday, November 6th, Julian is performing at Mickey's in West Hollywood, and I have a show on Thursday, November 9th at Second City Hollywood.
Woohoo! All right. We will talk to you guys next time. We will be doing The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Lay bye.
Lay bye.